Right on cue there, the birds singing. Thanks very much, birds. Love all that in the morning. Okay, good Saturday to you, audio podcast. Good Easter Saturday 2020 to you, audio podcast. Okay then, I think this one is going to be called The Less Physical Time. I can't even think what it's called now. Hold on, I'll go back to the beginning. In fact, no, I'll carry on. The less physical time we have with humans, the more physical time we need with nature. Something like that, I'm going to call it. I've been thinking about this for a while now, since all the changes in the world. So, basically, what I've noticed over the past 3-4 weeks... is clearly everyone, really, most people are spending less physical time with other humans. Probably everyone in the world, do you think? Pretty much everyone, with the social distancing, everyone's being extra diligent, extra careful, really doing a good job for humanity during this time. So it's just at a macro level anyway, people are spending less physical time with other humans. So definitely at the micro level with me, that is the case. And so I've been spending more physical time with nature. For example, doing the barefoot walking on the grass in the garden. Not the stereotypes, hugging trees, which everyone, most people go to as soon as you start talking about nature connection to someone new. They say, do you hug trees? And I go, no, I high five them. It's true. I'd rather go, when I go through the forest, you can't go hugging every tree, really, but you can go bang, 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 and give them a nice little appreciation high five. So, yeah, that's a stereotype. And if you're into all that, that's all good. Of course, I've done it. But that's what you would think when you think about connecting physically with nature. You probably would. Your mind would probably go to hugging trees, which is cool. But for the purpose of this audio and what's happening over the past, let's say March 2020 to now. I'm mainly thinking of the UK here, but let's just say 2020 as a whole so far. So we're spending time, physical contact with other human beings on the macro. So, what's that going to do to people? It's not, that's an innate desire, which is not happening now. So it's going to be difficult for people. I know there's a lot of the personal development, self-improvement people are saying, this is your opportunity to create a better emotional contact with fellow humans without the touch. Psychological contact with communicating more via video, written word, speaking on the phone, all that kind of stuff, which is absolutely awesome. But for the purpose of this, I'm thinking about physical contact with humans decreasing, or physical contact with nature increasing. I think physical contact with nature should increase anyway, but especially now, because you don't want to be like not connecting physically with anything. So this is where I'm thinking about the barefoot walking in the natural environment, in the garden, earthing. It's connecting your feet to the earth. It doesn't synergize completely with the original biophilia hypothesis, which is our innate desire to connect with other living organisms. That really would be more like, the tree hugging, we're connecting with pets, animals, stuff like that, watching the plants grow. This is more, it's slightly different, but it's not entirely dissimilar. This is more going towards getting electrons that have come to the air via lightning, that slight negative charge through your feet, good for your health and well-being. I suppose if I'm going on the side of the bacteria in the soil, being other living organisms, the mycobacterium vaccae, which is also good for you. Yeah, you could sync it in with the original, just Google biophilia hypothesis. I would walk barefoot on the grass in the garden, simultaneously looking at the flowers, at the bumblebees in the trees, listening to the birds, watching the clouds, looking at all the different plants growing, the grass growing very slowly, but you're still connecting with nature physically, which is awesome, because you can't do that with humans right now. So there we go. I've just done a little TikTok video around this. Obviously, you're short and sweet. You only got 15 seconds for them one. So I did put the quote in there. I think I've done the quote as, the less time we spend physically with humans, the more time we need to connect physically with nature. You get what I'm saying, don't you? So there we go. I think people are going to be thinking, let's give that a try. So what I would suggest is little bit of a barefoot earthing grounding on the grass, sand, the rocks near the sea, whatever is closest to your house, because we're really going with the stay at home nature connection, or the stay local as part of the 1 hour exercise you can do outdoor. I'm really advocating that if you can possibly just walk to the nearest green space or park, do your exercise and then walk back. I know a lot of people still drive pretty local and that, but all to their own. But what I would suggest is, if you possibly can, just walk to the nearest green space or park and back to do your exercise, because we all know it's very important. And of course, 100% keep your 2 meters social distancing. But unfortunately, on the macro, we're physically connecting with each other as humans less, therefore physically connect with nature more. Take care, podcast. Stay well.